The economy is slowing down, but don't worry too much. It's still growing pretty fast. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. So we've got some signs recently that the U.S. economic recovery has been slowing down. We went from adding nearly a million jobs a month for several months down to just 235,000 last month. Now, the National Association for Business Economics finds economists are a little less optimistic. They now predict the economy will grow by 5.6% this year. That is down from 6.7% growth predicted earlier this year before the Delta variant showed up. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a member of NABE's board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julia, you've argued that this lower growth estimate doesn't mean lower growth now. It means we'll just get the same growth later. That growth will be deferred.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about semiconductors as the perfect example, they just aren't producing enough. As more semiconductors are produced and shipped around the world, then we'll see more car production, more TV production, gaming consoles, et cetera, all these things that simply cannot be produced and sold to meet the demand for them right now. That should definitely ease over the next year.
Are markets feeling the same kind of deferred optimism? There's also a lot of stuff coming at the end of the month that might tip markets one way or another.
There's a lot of fiscal irons in the fire right now. Two infrastructure bills, the spending bill just to continue government operations beyond September 30th, and then the debt ceiling. And all of these things could get resolved in a very productive way that would actually boost the outlook, or it could not get resolved productively and add to volatility and the sense that maybe the outlook is on shakier ground. So we're definitely watching every wiggle of those negotiations.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
By the way, that National Association for Business Economic Survey has employment, as in jobs, getting back to pre-COVID levels by the end of 2022. And they predict the annual inflation rate will get down to 2.4% by the end of next year, down from 5.3% right now.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Sign after sign recently has pointed to a slowdown in the U.S. economic recovery. Job gains, for example, slowed down a whole lot last month. We went from adding nearly a million jobs a month for several months down to just 235,000. Now, a new survey finds economists a little less optimistic about overall growth for the U.S. economy this year. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has been looking at the numbers and is here to talk about it. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So this, what we are talking about here is the monthly outlook survey from the National Association of Business Economists. What are the details?
Right. So this is a survey of 47 economists, and they had been expecting annual growth to top 6.5%. But that was back in May. So much has happened since. We've seen the COVID Delta variant slow things down. We've also had pervasive supply chain problems and labor shortages. So now economists are predicting full year economic growth at 5.5%. That's still really good, even though it's a percentage point lower. And to put it in perspective, Sabri, in 2019, GDP growth was a little over 2%. So they're still expecting more than double that this year.
Inflation, this big old economic chip we've had on our shoulder. What is the forecast they've got for that?
Yeah, right. We know that if you look from August and go back 12 months, inflation is at 5.3%. Those are the latest numbers from the Labor Department. And the economists surveyed are forecasting that it won't get any worse than that for all of 2021. In fact, they're expecting full year inflation at 5.1%, so just a smidge lower than what we have now. And they're forecasting that inflation will moderate significantly next year. I should point out, while we've had a lot of attention paid to inflation, business economists didn't identify that as the biggest risk to the economy. They are more worried about a potential vaccine-resistant version of COVID-19 and hoping for a faster pace of vaccinations.
Ah, yes, the pandemic, right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Election results from the world's fourth largest economy, that's Germany, are in. Victory goes to the center-left Social Democrats. They narrowly beat out the center-right Union Bloc. That's the party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel. As in any election, there were a lot of top issues, but consistently near the top has been climate change. And that is especially after those devastating floods you might remember ravaged Western Germany, which is where we find my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig. She's been traveling through some of the worst affected areas, looking at how more resilient infrastructure could help limit the damage from catastrophic weather events in the future.
This is the sound of resilience echoing through the town of Bad Neuenahr Ahrweiler in western Germany. It hugs the banks of the Ahr River, which this summer burst during catastrophic floods. Many describe the devastation as the worst in 100 years.
Also, dass hier alles wirklich von Grund auf erneuert werden muss.
Everything's got to be replaced from top to bottom. Heating, electricity, doors, windows, my stock. I've only got two tables and a mannequin left. That's it.
Martina Kleino owns a woman's clothing store and accessory shop called Clara. All that's left of it now, though, is the facade.
It was unbelievable what came through here. The mass of it, the force of it.
In this, the hardest-hit flood region in Germany, officials said at least 130 people died. Hundreds more were injured, and some are still missing. Many blame, in part, lack of advance warning, and German prosecutors have launched an investigation into whether residents were properly made aware of the risks and dangers of the storm. Now, though, focus is turning to ways to prevent storms like this from causing so much devastation, and the way the town rebuilds could help. A project about 125 miles to the southeast in the city of Offenbach could provide a blueprint.
We have large areas where the water can kind of rise and flood large areas, and that's very important that water can expand.
Ulrich Lemke is the project manager for a regeneration project at Offenbach Port that's turned the former industrial site into one focused on living, working, and educational spaces. He explained that the site has been designed to allow the river to expand while keeping residential and work areas higher off the ground.
We kind of build flooding areas, and then it's also important to have a lot of green spaces and not to put the water directly into back to the river.
Gerhard Hauber is a landscape architect who worked on the project. He's also a partner at the global engineering and architecture consultancy, Raumbohl.
We need a massive change, honestly. That's important. We just need to shift the focus away from just building infrastructure that's easy to build. But if we integrate water management, it's not more difficult. You just have to introduce it in the very beginning.
For shop owner Martina Kleino, whatever shape the rebuilding efforts take, she is determined to come back stronger than ever before.
We hope, of course, everyone in the region hopes that if this kind of catastrophe is going to happen again, that we really have time to protect our businesses or whatever it is.
Despite the toll it's taken on herself, her town, and her business, Kleino has vowed to stay in the place she loves and is eyeing a grand reopening late next year. In Bad Neuenahr Ahrweiler, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.